This is ChestertonRadio.com.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
You know, Mr. Dillon, on evenings like this, I feel kindly towards everybody.
Is that so, Chester?
Yes, sir. It's a peaceful. There's no cowboys hoorahing up and down Front Street, no shooting, no fights, almost no nothing.
Well, that doesn't upset you, does it?
Oh, my, no, Mr. Dillon. I like it this way. Puts me some in mind of Texas.
Texas?
Well, now, Mr. Dillon, I don't mean there isn't some dust raising done down there from time to time. Why, sometimes Waco don't cool off from sunset to sunup.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to walk down to the Texas Trail, Chester, and have a beer with Kitty.
Well, sir, I'll just sit here and think, son.
All right.
But I'll come get you if anything happens.
Yeah, you do that, Chester. Yeah, Kitty.
I was kind of looking for you.
You got time for a beer?
Sure. You want to go over to a table?
The bar's cooler. Sam, set up some beer for me and Miss Kitty, will you?
Why, sure, Marshal. Here you are.
It's kind of quiet in here tonight.
The whole town's quiet, Matt. Too hot for trouble, maybe.
Sometimes heat brings trouble, Kitty. Makes people ouchy.
Kitty, bring your beer and come over to the table. I need more luck.
Sorry, Webb. I can't right now. Of
course you can. Come on.
I said I'm sorry, Webb.
Your friend will wait for you.
Sure. Webb, this is Marshal Dillon. Webb Johnson.
How are you?
Marshal, you won't mind if I take Kitty away for a while, will you?
I think Miss Kitty gave you her answer.
I heard what she said. But maybe she feels kind of obligated to stay, seeing as you're a marshal.
I don't figure my being a peace officer has anything to do with what Miss Kitty decides.
Maybe not. But most girls know which side of their bread the butter's on.
You better get back to your poker game.
Okay. But come over to the table, Kitty, when you're free.
How long's he been around here?
A couple of days, maybe more.
You know anything about him?
Not much. Plays poker, mostly. He doesn't drink too much.
Gambler?
Well, I don't know if that's his profession, but he likes cards, and he's lucky. Figures he has quite a way with women, too.
Oh? With you?
He tries. We were talking last night. He offered me a job.
Job?
He says he's bought out the Longhorn Saloon. Wants me to come over and be his hostess there. Figures maybe some trade would follow me over.
So he bought out the Longhorn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He must have some money with him.
He's not short.
Yeah, he's talky enough to cause trouble sooner or later.
Don't mind him, Matt.
Yeah. Well, I better get back to the office.
Will I see you later, Matt?
No, I don't think so, Kitty. I gotta work. Good night. You sure you don't want to eat, Chester?
No, sir. Thank you kind of, Mr. Dillon, but I already ate.
Oh.
I think I'll just walk on down to the depot, maybe.
The depot?
Yes, sir.
Chester, what in the world do you do down there?
Oh, Mr. Hightower and me just sort of sit around and socialize. Then besides, there's a train due in. Sometimes there's all sorts of things.
All right, Chester, I'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
Now, Jimmy, cook me up some potatoes, will you? Three or four eggs and some of that side meat.
Yes, sir, Marshal.
It's the Marshal, ain't it?
Well, good morning, Mr. Webb.
Unless you're expecting company, you could ask me to sit with him.
Well, I don't mind.
Well, thank you.
How'd you make out last night?
In the poker game or with Kitty?
At cards.
Seemed like everything I say sets you on edge, Marshal.
Maybe.
Well, I'll tell you, Kitty and I didn't quite hit it off, but I done fine at stud. Those boys, Ashton and Trasker, they play cards like boys. Afraid to push their luck.
Sometimes that's good.
Not at poker, it ain't. Leastwise, I walked home last night with their money in my pocket. Over 500.
Ah, that's good winnings.
It wasn't hard.
Miss Kitty tells me that you bought the Longhorn.
News traveled, don't it?
You a gambling man?
I don't make my living playing cards, if that's what you mean.
You gonna keep on the same boys that are at the Longhorn now?
No, Marshal, I'm not. I've got my own way of doing things. Those boys might not understand. So I've got two dealers coming in this morning from St. Louis. We worked together before.
Here's your breakfast, Marshal. Fried up some onions for good measure. They kind of bring out the flavor of the eggs some.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
You want beer, coffee?
Coffee, I think. Mm-hmm.
Bring the pot over. I'll have some, too.
Yes, sir.
You don't like me much, do you, Marshal?
No.
Why not? Why don't you like me?
Well, for one thing, you talk too much.
That may be.
Let me give you some advice, Mr. Webb. This is an easy town to get killed in.
So I've heard.
So see to it that the Longhorn runs smooth and easy, huh?
Speaking of gambling.
Gambling or girls.
Well, now, Marshal, there's a lot of money in Dodge these days, what with the trail herds and the buffalo and all. I'd feel kind of bad if I didn't get my share of it.
The money that changes hands in the Longhorn is your business as long as it's honest. You just tell your St. Louis dealers to remember that.
You're might preachy for Marshal, ain't you?
I'm not interested in the morals of the citizens individually. But when it affects the peace of the whole town, it is my business.
Well, now, from the way you talk, I don't imagine you'd be interested in the percentage deal. Or would you?
Get out of here. And remember what I said.
Why, sure. I'll tell you one thing, Marshal. That star on your chest don't scare me one bit. Well, good morning, Miss Rosalind. How are you this morning?
I swear, I don't understand that Webb Johnson.
Sit down, Kitty. Have some coffee.
That's why I came by. I figured you'd be eating when there was no one at the office.
Chester's down at the depot waiting for the train.
Anything important, Matt?
No, just the train. He likes trains.
Matt, I had a long talk with Webb last night.
No?
Yeah, after the game broke up, he bought me some drinks.
He say where he was from, Kitty?
Missouri.
Mr. Dillon? Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, what is it, Chester?
Oh, you should have seen it, Mr. Dillon. My gracious alive. The train no sooner come to a stop. Hello, Miss Kitty. The train no sooner come to a stop, and they begun getting off. Must be 15 or 20 of them.
15 or 20 what?
Girls, Mr. Dillon, girls. In no time at all, the depot platform was just plain crawling with them.
Well, they're going to work at the Longhorn.
The Longhorn?
That's right, Chester. Webb Johnson's bought it. Those are new hostesses.
Yeah, they're from St. Louis, Chester.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dillon, it fair gives a man the shakes to see so many women all at one time.
Well, they'll keep, I think. You can go on back to the depot if you want. I'll see you later.
Well, don't you want to come look, Mr. Dillon?
Like he says, Chester, they'll keep.
And it was just two nights later that the Longhorn opened, with drinks on the house, first come, first served. It was about the biggest night Dodge had seen since the opera house was built. Webb Johnson stood with his back to a bar that was loaded with hard-boiled eggs, fried onions, dried beef, pickles, while six bartenders tried to keep the thirst of Dodge in check. Chester and I sat back where I could watch the dice table and the new dealers. But it wasn't a night for trouble.
Well, Marshal Dillon, see you come to pay us a visit on opening night.
Hello, Webb.
Not drinking, Marshal. It's on the house, you know.
Not tonight, thank you.
Too bad. I've always made it a practice never to turn down anything free. Well, how about your friend here?
Yes, sir. I could use a little whiskey with some sugar in it.
I'll send one over to you. Oh, Marshal.
Yes, sir.
Just by the way, you won't have to worry too much about my cheating the good citizens of Dodge out of their money. From what I've seen of them, it won't be too hard to take. I'll get one of the boys to bring you back that way.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Dillon, I know you don't like him, but in some ways he's not too bad, is he?
Chester, don't ever judge a man by the drinks that he buys you. I'll see you in the morning.
Return to the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, $10 seems like a small amount of money when weighed in the balance of a child's life. Yet a $10 care package, food or clothing, to the war orphans of Korea could easily save a child's life. These children have no parents, homes, or source of food. They are begging for just enough to eat. A contribution in any amount will help. Send it to your local care office, or to CARE New York, or CARE Los Angeles. Now, the second act of Gunsmoke.
More than 2 weeks passed in Dodge, and there wasn't any trouble to amount to anything. A couple of buffalo skinners got knifed in a fight the other side of the river, and that was all. I saw Webb Johnson a couple of times walking along Front Street, each time with one of his new entertainers, but I avoided going into the Longhorn unless I had to. I didn't want any part of him or his saloon. Chester. Chester.
Hey! Oh! Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Dillon.
Good evening, Chester.
I wasn't really sleeping, Mr. Dillon. I was just resting my eyes some.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, you see, I come back to the office after supper and kind of straightened out your papers some, and I just sat down at your desk to read a few reports, and I guess maybe my eyes got a mite strain.
Oh, I see. Chester, the way you've been working lately, are you after my job?
Oh, Mr. Dillon, I wouldn't never be able to do that.
Well, I've been a little worried about it. You've been patrolling the town an awful lot at night lately.
Oh, that. Well... To tell the truth, Mr. Dillon, I've been keeping company, you might say.
Oh?
Yes, sir. One of them little... I think she cottons to me some. Olive Hasty, her name is.
Olive Hasty, huh? She one of the girls from St. Louis?
Yes, sir, but she isn't like the others. Oh, she's just as nice and polite. Why, she told me the other night that all she wants to do is find some nice place and settle down.
Oh.
She purely hates being in this sort of business. She's one of the finest...
Marshal Gillen?
Yes, that's right.
My name's Cook. Sir Cook?
Mr. Cook?
I was thinking maybe you could help me.
Well, perhaps I can.
I'm looking for a man. I heard he took a train for Dodge about 2 weeks back.
Oh? Well, what's his name?
He called himself Sam Williams last time I saw him. Don't know what name he uses now.
Oh, there are two or three Williamses in Dodge, Mr. Cook.
Oh?
What did this man you're looking for have to mark him out?
Oh, nothing special. He's a young man, Marshal, maybe 35, 6. Big, too, with dark hair and black eyes.
Well, that wouldn't fit any of the Williams men I know.
His name wouldn't have to be Williams.
Yeah. Now, just why are you looking for this man?
I'm going to kill him.
That's a funny thing to tell a U.S. Marshal, isn't it, Mr. Cook?
I guess it is, Marshal, but I got my reason.
Well, do you mind telling me?
No. I've seen a lot of gunfights in my time, and most always there's someone gets killed that had nothing to do with the argument. I figure it's best to stay away from people if there's got to be shots fired.
So?
So when I came into Dodge, I figured I'd find out from you if this man was here, and you could tell him to get out of town. I could kill him then out on the prairie somewhere.
I see. Well, are you sure you'll kill him? It could work both ways, you know.
Oh, I know that, but I'm an old man, so I don't have as much to lose.
Why is it you want this Williams so bad? What did he do?
It's not too long a story, Marshal. He was a Missouri raider after the war. He and some other fella come down to my farm one night. He took most everything we had, my wife and I. He was all pretty drunk, I guess. My daughter, she was about 17 then. Well, it's not a new story, Marshal. No.
Yeah.
I didn't have too much reason for staying on there in Missouri, and I've been following this man ever since. Not too fast sometimes, because it takes money to eat and travel. But I've been following.
You think he came to Dodge?
That's right, Marshal.
I see. Are you staying here, Mr. Cook?
I got me room for tonight at the Dodge House. Maybe I'll be there for a day or so while I look around.
Yeah. Well, I'll remember what you've told me, Mr. Cook. Well,
thank you, Marshal. I sure hope I don't make you any trouble over this.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I know, Chester. I think it's Webb Johnson, too.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'll try to get Webb to leave town for a few days until I can get Cook there headed out somewhere else on a false trail.
But if that Webb Johnson really did that, shouldn't he go to jail or at least go to trial?
We don't know what happened to the Cook farm other than what he just told us. My guess is he won't ever tell us any more. He figures it's his business to take care of in his own way.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go down to the Longhorn. Have a talk with Webb. Webb, I want to talk to you.
Well, sure, Marshal. What's on your mind?
Now, let's step down to the end of the bar, huh?
Now you sound like a peace officer talking.
Move.
Sure. You look mighty serious, Marshal. What's troubling you?
A few minutes back, a man came into my office. He's looking for you.
That so?
He knows you by the name of Sam Williams.
Most folks know me by the name of Webb Johnson. Your man must be thinking of someone else.
I don't think so. You could have changed your name.
Lots of men have.
And you fit the description he gave.
Suppose I am the one this man is looking for. What then? What's he want with me?
He plans to kill you.
I see. What are you going to do with him?
Nothing. He doesn't even know you're in town. He came to ask me if you were.
He's got a strange way of doing things.
Well, he may have his reasons.
Now, why are you telling me this, Marshal? Because you'd probably be just as happy if I got shot in the back.
Look, Webb, I want you to get out of town. Give me a chance to steer Cook out into the territory someplace. Get him clear of Dodge.
What for?
That way we can avoid more killing.
You don't have to worry about me. I can take care of myself.
Look, Webb, I'm telling you, get out of town for a while.
So I ain't got no plans for leaving?
Sam Williams.
Hello, Si.
I've come a long way, Sam. Move him away from him, Marshal.
Now listen to me, Si. Now you turn around and go back out that door. I don't want any gunplay. And you turn around slow.
No use, Marshal. I found Sam Williams. And I'm going to kill him.
Now, Si, listen to me. I don't want
move
you...
Move away from him. What's going on?
Si. Si.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, he was bound to get himself hurt sooner or later. He was crazy as a hootie owl.
Who did this, Webb?
Why do you ask me that, Marshal?
Because Cook told me why he held a grudge against you. Why he was looking for you.
You mean that story about the farm and his daughter-in-law? Well, now what about it, Marshal? You couldn't prove nothing now, even if it was true.
All right. All right, a couple of you men drag this outside and dump it in the street. And you three, you'll carry Cook up to Doc's place.
You talk with Webb Johnson, Mr. Dillon?
Chester, Cy Cook was shot just 5 minutes ago.
He hurt bad?
He's dead.
Oh, my goodness. Webb Johnson?
No, I was standing beside Johnson. It was somebody outside.
Well, can't we go after him?
There's no use at night. He could take 20 directions out of town. Tomorrow's time enough.
Marshal Dillon.
Why, Miss Olive, what in the world?
Come here. He'll come after me. I've got to talk to you.
Well, what is it, miss?
I climbed out a back window and came right over. I know who Webb paid to kill that man.
What's that?
I was in Webb's room with him when he got the kid drunk and paid him the money.
What kid?
They called him Slim, that's all I know. It was maybe 16. I thought it was just a joke. I didn't know Webb really was going to have a man killed.
When was this?
Early this evening. One of the dealers came and told Webb he'd seen Cook in town. That's when it started.
You remember what Webb said to the kid?
Yes. Is it worth a horse and $100 to you to shoot a man? The kid was drunk and he laughed and said, what color was the horse?
You'd swear to this in a court.
Marshal, I'm scared. If I thought about it, I wouldn't have come. Maybe Webb will have someone shoot me.
All right, take it easy now, miss. Now, look, you'll be safe here.
You're not going to leave me here.
Chester, get me that shotgun.
Yes, sir.
And take one for yourself.
Am I going with you?
Yeah, come on.
Marshal Dunn.
You stay here now. Chester, climb up on the bar and shoot the first man that makes a move.
Yes, sir.
You two men, you're dealers. Get over against the wall. Now go on, belly up. I'll cut you in half. You make a move. All right, now, where's Johnson? I said, where's Johnson? Where is he?
He's upstairs, Marshal, in the office.
All right, Soros, you're deputized. Stand by the door there. No one goes in or out. Yes. Chester, I'm going upstairs.
I've been expecting you, Marshal. Be no need to come upstairs. I'll meet you halfway.
I'm gonna die. Marshal, I'm gonna die.
You had your choice, Webb, like any other man.
I'm young, Marshal. I haven't had time enough.
I didn't want to kill you.
Marshal. Marshal, I'm scared. Now I'm scared. Marshal.
All right. Gentlemen, cut loose and ride for home. Until further notice, the Longhorn Saloon's closed.
Gunsmoke, transcribed under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dubkin, John Daner, Howard McNear, and Charlotte Lawrence. Parley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Plasma is saving many lives that would otherwise be lost at the fighting front in Korea, but the reserve of plasma is almost exhausted. To make sure that an adequate supply is on hand at all times, the Defense Department is asking all of us to contribute blood to the armed forces. You can do so by making an appointment for this life-saving contribution at your local Red Cross or blood donor center. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is Chesterton Radio, your home for podcasts of works by G.K. Chesterton, plus drama, comedy, mystery, science fiction, big bands, and much more. The soundtrack to your Chesterton day at chestertonradio.com.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad. Transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Mind if I sit here a while, Marshal?
Of course not. Sit down, Billy.
Hey, you look worried, Billy. Boy like you shouldn't look worried. I'm 21. That's a man's age, isn't it, Chester?
Oh, sure. 21's pretty old, Billy.
Old enough for Frogmouth Kate, anyway. Every time I come to town, that woman won't give me a minute's peace.
Well, maybe she's sweet on you, Billy.
Sweet on me. Look at her at the bar over there. She'll come to and miss me pretty soon. Old enough to be my mother.
Well, then why do you stay here? Why don't you go over to the Longhorn or someplace?
Aw, Kate's all right when she's sober. Just when she gets drunk, she's such a nuisance.
Well, she sure looks drunk now.
She is. And when she's like this, there's no worse woman in the whole world. I could kill her when she gets like this.
Somebody's always going to kill somebody around here.
Oh, that's just a way of talking, Marshal.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, Billy, but I think Frogmouth Kate has spotted you.
Yeah, I knew she would. She gets lonesome awful fast, that woman.
So that's where you went, Billy. Leaving me all alone? Shame on you, honey.
I gotta catch my breath once in a while, Kate.
You can catch your breath with me, honey. Not with Marshal Dillon and Chester and all the rest of them.
Now, Kate, take it easy.
I'll take it easy. You and me will take it easy in St. Louis, Billy boy.
And quit talking about St. Louis all the time. I ain't about to go to St. Louis. I'm broke right here in Dodge.
I got the money, Billy. Almost I got it. Almost enough. You and me, huh, baby?
Oh, Kate. Why don't you pick on somebody who can at least buy you a few drinks?
Well, they've been buying me drinks. I don't care about them anyway. Let's get married, Billy boy. What do you say, huh? You and me.
See what I mean, Marshal? Ain't she awful?
Well, she likes you, Billy.
Sure. We're a couple of real lovebirds.
Yeah.
Hey, now stop that. Let go of me, Pete. I'll break your head open.
You're cute, Billy. Lover boy.
Don't cut it out.
Well, if you'll excuse us, we better be moving on. Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, Chester.
Yes, sir.
So long, Billy. Kate.
Now, you never mind them, Billy boy. They're just a couple of crooks like everybody else except you, sweetie. You and me, huh?
My. Poor Billy.
Well, he's got to learn somehow.
I suppose.
Well, the town seems pretty quiet, Chester. I think I'll go to bed.
Good idea, Mr. Dillon. I'll sleep in the office tonight.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, sir.
Thank you.
Well, who is this?
It's Chester, sir. Open up.
Well, just a minute, Chester. Oh, what is it, Chester?
There's been a shooting, sir, in that rooming house next to the Alfaganza.
What? Well, I'll get dressed. Come on inside.
It's been raining a little, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, good. Light that lamp there, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir. They sent for Doc, and he woke me up on his way out.
He know what it was all about?
No, sir. He just said it was in that rooming house.
Yeah. What time is it, anyway?
Oh, it'll be daylight soon. Must be about 4:30.
4:30. It's pretty late at night for a gunfight, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's what I thought.
There. All right, Chester, I'm ready. Blow the lamp out.
Yes, sir. That rain sure helped. Wouldn't it be fine if it stayed this cool all day, Mr. Dillon?
No, you'd be lost if you couldn't complain about the heat, Chester.
Well, I'd be willing to think of something else.
Yeah, I suppose. Maud Torvitzer still runs this rooming house, doesn't she?
Last I heard, she did.
Yeah.
Down here, Marshal Dillon.
It's Ma Torvester, all right.
Hello, Ma.
Right in here, Marshal.
Who was it, Ma?
Frogmouth Kate. She got shot.
Kate?
It's no use, Matt. She hasn't said a word, and she's not likely to now.
Yeah. Who did it, Ma?
Oh, I was asleep, Marshal. Heard a shot and come right down. Sent everybody else back to bed and told them to stay there.
You don't know who did it, then? Huh?
He must have jumped out that window right there. You go get him, Marshal. He's got a head start already.
Who, Ma?
Well, that kid, Billy Daunt. Must have been.
Well, why do you think it was Billy?
Because he was drinking with her all night over at the Alfaganza, that's why. Been with her all yesterday, I heard, too. Couldn't be nobody else. He stole her money, too.
How do you know he did, Ma?
Oh, she showed me once. She kept it right under the mattress there, and it's gone. She had quite a lot of it saved up, too. Everybody knew that. She's planned on going back to St. Louis with it. She wanted Billy to go with her, but I guess he couldn't wait, the little rat. I sure hope I see him hung.
Chester, start looking for him. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. I'll go out back first.
She's dead, man.
Oh, that poor girl.
It's a wonder she lived this long, being shot so close up.
She didn't say anything, not a...
Not a word, Matt. She was unconscious the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I'll chip in toward burying her, Doc, seeing as how she was sort of broke when she died.
Nonsense. Kate was a good girl, and I'll be responsible for her getting a fine burial. Finest there is. But you catch that devil Billy Daunt, Marshal. Don't you let him get away.
We'll find him, Ma.
Well, you sure better.
Well, let me know if you hear anything. I'll see you later, Doc.
Sure, Matt.
Chester and I spent the next couple of hours looking for Billy Daunt, but nobody had seen him since he and Kate had left the Alfaganza together the night before. We did learn, however, that he'd been riding for Luke Atkins. And since it was our only lead, we decided to go out to the ranch and have a talk with Luke. It was mid-morning when we rode up to the main house. And at first, the place looked deserted.
Anyway, it's cool here under the cottonwoods.
Maybe Luke's out on the prairie somewhere.
Well, if he's smart, he's keeping away from the sun right there in the house.
Leave the horses, Chester. They'll stand.
All right, you.
Who's there?
It's Matt Dillon, Luke.
Oh, just resting a little, Marshal. Hello, Chester.
Hello, Luke.
It's cooler out here. Sit down.
My gracious, what happened to you?
Does it look bad?
Bad enough to skip church this Sunday, Luke.
Black eye, huh? I ain't got a mirror.
Your jaw's swollen, too.
Fool kid, I never saw him like that before. He must have been drunk.
Billy Daunt?
He's been spending his pay in Dodge the last couple of days, and... Say, is that why you're here, Marshal? Billy get in trouble there?
Maybe. What'd he beat you up for, Luke?
Why, he just rode in here this morning early and said he needed a better horse than his and wanted my buckskin gelding. He was all excited, and I started to argue with him. He jumped me before I knew what was happening. Knocked me out for a minute, I guess.
He's gone then, huh?
Sure he's gone. I came up to the house here and got my rifle and watched him go. Funny thing, though, he didn't leave right away.
What do you mean?
He fooled around down there in the barn for most an hour. I don't know what he was up to, but I just sat here on the porch with my rifle in case he got any more crazy ideas. He finally rode off, though, headed west.
Well, we're after him, Luke.
Billy in bad trouble, Marshal?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I'm sorry to hear that. He's always been a pretty good boy.
Where are the rest of your men, Luke?
Still in Dodge, Marshal, spending their pay.
Yeah. Well, you take care of that eye. So long.
Goodbye, Marshal. Chester.
Bye, Luke.
Come on.
Well, there's not much question about Billy now, is there?
Yeah, there sure isn't. Start looking for tracks, Chester.
Yes, sir, I have been.
The ground's still damp from the rain last night. We ought to cut this trail easy.
I don't see anything.
Now, look there, over there. Those are fresh tracks.
Yeah, they're fresh, all right, but they lead toward the ranch, not away from it.
Yeah. Well, let's follow them anyway, Chester.
What?
Come on, let's ride. Chester figured either Billy was riding backwards or I was crazy. But he stopped arguing after a couple of hours, and we rode in silence the rest of the day. Long about dusk, I figured we were catching up with him, but we couldn't afford to lose the trail. And when night came, we made camp. Next morning at daylight, we went on. By noon, it was clear Billy hadn't taken any rest at all. A couple of hours later, we began to wonder how much longer his horse could hold out.
This is the doggondest hunt I was ever on.
Billy just isn't very smart, that's all.
Well, I must be half crazy, beating up Luke Atkins like that.
When a man's in a panic, he'll do almost anything, Chester.
Well, you'd think he'd at least have sense enough to rest his horse now and then.
And it'll be easier for us if he doesn't. Chester.
Hmm?
Look up ahead there.
Hey, by heaven, it's a horse.
Yeah, huh. That's a buckskin. It's not saddled.
There isn't a thing around, sir. This side of that bluff, anyway.
The bluff's too far away for an ambush. The horse doesn't look very good, does he?
He's not even eaten.
Yeah.
Oh.
He may never be any good again. That fool kid.
Well, he can't be very far away. Unless he's found another horse.
Look at the buckskin's hooves, Chester.
Why, he isn't even shod.
Yeah, Billy pulled his shoes when he left him. He sure made a mistake, though.
What do you mean?
That's what he was doing in Luke's barn, putting the shoes on backwards. Now he's pulled them. It wouldn't fool anybody. All it did was help wear his horse out even more.
He had me fooled for a while. Anyway, we'll catch him pretty soon now.
Well, his tracks lead toward the bluff there. Probably into that clump of trees.
Well, if that's where he is, he can see us.
All right, we'll ride in from different directions. He can't get both of us.
Okay, sir.
A half hour later, Chester and I had reached the trees about the same time, and without being shot at. There was a spring there, and a tiny cabin, deserted. One set of footprints led up to the place, and two sets led away from it. Billy had taken whoever lived there along with him. Figuring there wasn't too much hurry now, we watered our horses and let them breathe for a while.
The way I figured, Mr. Dillon, Billy was here about dawn this morning.
Well, he won't be far away, not more than 15 or 20 miles at the most. Unless he's found a horse.
Well, that's why he's carrying his saddle, isn't he?
Yeah. Only Billy isn't carrying the saddle.
What?
He's saving his strength. Whoever was in this cabin is doing the hard work.
You mean Billy took him along just to carry his saddle?
Yeah, he found himself a pack horse, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, I'm getting to have less use for Billy Dont every minute. Come on, let's ride him down before it's too late for this poor fellow, whoever he is.
All right, Chester. Well, our horses are in good shape. We ought to catch him in a few hours.
I sure hope so.
You take the side of the trail, Chester. Track about 10 yards behind me, huh?
All right, sir.
All right, let's go. Don't bother to watch the trail anymore, Chester. It's headed right for that Nestor's shack there. So keep your eyes open.
You think Billy might still be there?
Yeah, he might be.
Maybe he's inside, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Let's spread out a little.
All right, sir.
Now, wait a minute. The door.
Who are you?
Are you alone, ma'am?
You the law?
I'm Marshal Dillon from Dodge.
You're too late, Marshal.
You mean he's gone?
He's gone. Take a look around at the side, Marshal. Right around there. Go on, look. Both of you.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. He was killed with a knife.
Yes, sir, he sure was.
That your husband, ma'am?
Yes.
I'm sorry it happened, but if it's any comfort to you, we'll catch that boy. I promise you that.
Don't matter now.
He had another man with him. Where's he?
Inside. I've been trying to fix him up. He was near dead when they got here. Poor old Klabe.
Klabe?
He's 75 years old, Marshal, and that's too old to be used like an animal. Rotten kid.
I'd like to talk to him, ma'am.
Come on inside. It's all right, Klabe. Marshal Dillon from Dodge. We've known Klabe for 10 years, Marshal, ever since we've been here. Never hurt nobody.
Sure. Can you talk a little, Klabe?
I'll be all right, Marshal. I'm just kind of wore out. 20 miles packing a saddle in this weather. Fast, too. Had me walk fast.
How long ago did the boy leave here?
3 or 4 hours, Marshal. Took our mule, but he won't get far.
Oh? Why not?
Mule's too old. After 10 miles, just quit.
Your husband tried to stop him, is that it?
Yeah. Got mad when he saw what the boy had done to Klabe. And the boy knifed him. Never gave him a chance. He's wild crazy.
He sure is, Marshal. Scared, too. I never saw anybody so scared.
He's in a real panic, Klabe. But how come he used a knife? That doesn't sound right.
That's all he's got, that's why.
What?
He ain't armed, except for that knife.
He doesn't have a gun?
He took our rifle, but there's no ammunition for it. We run out. Took it anyway.
But when he came to your place, Clay, didn't he have a six gun?
No, sir. Just that knife, that's all he had. I got an old Navy pistol, but it's busted. I ain't been able to get it fixed.
I sure don't understand it, Mr. Dillon.
He's like a wild animal, that's what he is. He oughtn't to be loose.
He won't be for long, ma'am. Clabe, I hope you'll be all right.
I'm just plumb wore out.
Clabe's going to stay right here, Marshal. Too old to be living by himself anyway.
Good. Well, we'll be gone now, ma'am. But we'll bury your husband first. Now, if you'll just show us where you'd like to have the grave.
Thank you, Marshal.
The woman wanted her husband buried right where he'd fallen. So we dug the grave there and laid him into it. She watched, straight-faced, without a tear. Then she said goodbye and went back into the house. It was just after sunset when we caught up with Billy. Just as the woman had said, the mule had gone 10 miles and quit. Billy saw us coming, started running across the prairie on foot. His panic had made him as nearly brainless as a man could get.
Look at him, Mr. Dillon. Did you ever see anything like it?
He's still got a knife, Chester.
Hold it, Billy. You can't get away.
Right up on the other side of him, Chester.
Yes, sir.
You've run far enough, Billy.
You'll have to shoot me, Marshal.
No, we won't. Take your rope down, Chester.
Good idea, sir.
All right, Chester, let's rope him.
We both got it.
Now stay on your horse, Chester. Just keep your rope tight.
No, hold on. I'll cut you, Marshal.
Let go of the knife, Billy. All right, Chester, slack up a little. All right, drop your rope, Chester. I'll tie him up with
it.
No,
you stay. Draw me.
Hey, you're a wild one, Billy.
You'll never get me back. Not alive, you won't, never.
I think we will.
Let's make him walk back, Mr. Dillon. I won't walk. You can drag me, but I won't walk.
Now, we'll throw him across your horse, Chester. You and I can ride double till we make camp. Maybe that'll calm him down.
That Billy won't eat a thing, Mr. Dillon. He's just been crouched over there looking like a cornered animal ever since I woke him up this morning.
Still pretty spooky, huh?
Oh, he sure is.
Well, let's go talk to him. There's some bacon over there, Billy, if you want it. Aren't you hungry, Billy?
I didn't kill her, Marshal.
Oh? You've been running awful hard for an innocent man.
I didn't kill her, I tell you.
We'll let the judge decide that, Billy.
I was waiting for her outside, and I heard the shot. And I went around, and her window was open, and she was lying there. I didn't kill her.
Then why did you run, Billy?
I knew you'd be after me. I had to get away. I ain't going back to Dodge. I ain't going.
Yeah. All right, let's get packed up, Chester. How is he, Chester?
He just keeps standing there looking out the cell bars, but he did drink some of the coffee I left him.
I don't know, Chester. Sometimes I think just the act of running itself makes a man afraid. The more he runs, the more panicked he gets.
Anyway, it ain't healthy. A young boy like Billy?
Well, maybe you'll come out of it in time.
Morning, Marshal.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Mr. Green.
You're up early, Mr. Green.
Well, I heard you brought Billy Dawn in last night, Marshal, so I figured I'd better turn this over to you.
A six gun. Whose is this?
It's Billy's gun, Marshal. I've been fixing it for him.
Billy's gun?
That's right, Mr. Dillon. Billy didn't have a gun, remember?
How long have you had it, Mr. Green?
Oh, he brought in the first day he came to town, Marshal. The cylinder was loose, been shaving lead. It's okay now. I fix it fine.
You've had it all the time?
Yes, sir. I was just keeping it for him until I heard he'd been arrested.
I see. Well, thanks, Mr. Green. I'll see that you're paid for your work.
Oh, sure, Marshal. That's all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Green.
Well, looks like Billy was telling the truth.
Yeah. You sure can't convict a man of a shooting if he didn't have a gun.
No, sir. But there's that Nestor he killed.
Yeah. And all for nothing.
Yes, sir.
Well, Chester, it's pretty hopeless now, but let's see if we can find out who did kill Kate.
Probably just some thief. Heard about her money.
Yeah. Probably.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Harley Bear is Chester, Georgia Ellis is Kitty, and Howard McNear is Doc. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke.
This is ChestertonRadio.com.